Paul, can you follow your team's effort after coming out to 2-0 and physically dominating as well?
Yeah, I gave one. Gave what we had. We do it all the time. You know, we were probably better than I thought we were going to be able to be through the first 30 minutes of that hockey game. And didn't win, you know. But the fight for our guys has always been there. It's been consistent. So a tough loss, park it here and go back at the next one. But we were as good as I think we were physically able to be in that game.
Did they do anything better as the night wore on, or how did you see just kind of the turn where they were starting to get goals?
The first one, there was nothing really going on in the game from that. Prior to that, they had a chance based on some room we gave at the line. You didn't like that, and you kind of got an easy feeling with it. But the power play goal hurts. We win the draw, don't get the clear, and then you're always better off if it just goes in your net. But when you know, we're running four guys for so long, it changes the rotation coming off the bench for the next three or four shifts. So that affected the game. That we couldn't get it clear and couldn't get a handle on it. And then it was just a hard kind of grinding game after that. It was hard to get pucks to the net. There weren't a lot of chances. It was a hard-fought game.
Considering you had been a while, Coach, what did you think of Hutchison tonight?
Made some huge saves, first and third. You know, he played well. He plays like he always does for us. Gives us a chance to win.
Did you think Lack was a bit of a difference maker? A couple big stops on Shifley there.
Made a few big saves, yeah. We're not generating quite as much offense. We're generating some zone time, there's no doubt. We're not generating quite as much offense right now, but it's been okay. You know, we've been able to get pucks in that. He made the saves he needed to.
How did you feel Blake was able to battle through with that full cage tonight?
Yeah, full cage. Probably not a lot of hard food. You know, that takes a toll on the body. It's a stressor. Yeah, he plays like he always does. He plays hard. He finishes checks, tried to make plays. Like I said, there are parts of that game for our team that weren't pretty, but that's true of every night. I got no problem with how hard they played.
What did you think of the way Michael Frohley generated shots despite not being able to buy one?
Well, that's Froh. I mean, it is some quickness. Him, I really like that line. Like I thought Ladd and Froh, really, though. Like, I'm watching the game, watching him, Adam Lowry roll, just crush guys out there, and I'm thinking, this is his first year in the National Hockey League. He's 6'5", I don't know, 205, 210, and he's just still growing. It's pretty excited watching Adam play tonight. You know, we've leaned on him harder than we have all year against some physical teams of Washington, St. Louis. You know, the San Jose game was real quick, and then coming off the East Coast like we did, he's played a lot of minutes. And for him to play as hard and as physical, on a dark day, on a loss, it's pretty exciting watching two young center icemen play the way our two guys did.
Do you see any chance for Little or Bufflin on Thursday night, Paul?
Possibly. You know, they're slow healing on this. It's an injuries that take while to recover. You just got to kind of wait for it. I've said both of the guys were ahead of each other in terms of coming back, and I've been wrong both times, so I'm probably better off saying I hope so, but I'm not suggesting that they will be.
I apologize if I missed it, but I didn't see Thorburn come back after.
No, I don't have anything on him. He left the bench, and I don't know. I mean, I know why he left the bench. I don't know the significance of his injury.
You've done pretty well without Bufflin a little.
Yeah.
Is it starting to feel it now? You missed him?
Felt it tonight on back-to-back nights with so many plays that I thought were there that just didn't quite get made, you know. We had kind of two three-on-ones there or in alone in the first period. It's just off a guy's stick, and I kind of felt our offensive game was a little bit like that. We're just off the stick. But you know, you go 5-1 against the competition that we have, you can't complain.
And I'm sorry if you touched on this, but the last half of the second period, defensively, what'd you see?
Yeah, I didn't. I think when you go back and take the emotion out and turn the volume down, when you're on the road, every puck that goes near your net, there's going to be a loud noise, and you're going to think, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, we can make it 2-1. The penalty kill hurt us, so we don't get the clear. And because it took so long and we ran, and those four guys are gassed, then I don't know how well they recovered after that. But just the building is running. You know, the first one, we're just off position a bit. We had a positional failure on the game winner there. That we blew coverage down low. But in, I think we may have given up in that second period, given up less than those, than we've probably done in a lot of the games that we've won. Yeah. You know, I didn't feel it was that bad.